97.5, The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
And thank you, Andrew McCutcheon, for making this a fun, fun day. John Kincaid Show here. Bob Cooney filling in with Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan, and Coach Eric Camille. We got Connor Thomas answering the phones. And of course,
how about that?
Heavy Chevy Mike taking care of the YouTube page. Yeah, how
Welcome
about that?
Welcome to the party.
We good? All right. Tom McCarthy was going absolutely berserk last night, so much so it woke you up from, you were just dozing off in the bottom of the ninth.
I'm incapable of watching sports in bed. So I
went. Oh, you can't do it.
I can't. I went.
Not
up,
just you. You should. Nobody should do it.
I went up in the ninth inning. I was like, all right, cool. I'll watch the ninth inning from bed. Saw the top of the ninth. Bottom of the ninth happens. Segura's up, and I started to fade. And it couldn't have been more than what, 7 minutes, 8 minutes later.
Yeah,
I wake up to Andrew McCutcheon, how about that walk-off home run? I shot up and I was like, oh my God, a walk-off. This is awesome. And then I went back to bed.
That was a fun win because it was so uncharacteristic of the Phillies that they get down 4-0. And I think like everybody, kind of like, oh, geez, here we go. Maybe channel changing a little bit. I know a lot of people, including myself, stuck with it, stayed there. Hoskins hits a huge home run, comes through clutch.
Gash that.
Yeah, which hasn't been the MO of this team all that much this season.
No, I can't wait for him to be a DH. It's going to be great.
So he does that, pulls him within 4-3. Bullpen did a great job last night.
Yeah, they did.
They did a really, really good job after Spencer Howard.
Well, Bob, before you say anything, he ran like 3 bases last night. So let's cut him some slack. He was probably spent.
So he's on third base with 2 outs. Bryce Harper's up, and they intentionally walked Bryce Harper. I thought they did that just to keep Spencer Howard out on the field a little bit more because it didn't really make all that much baseball sense to walk your 3-hole hitter to get to your 4-hole hitter.
Well, we don't know if he had peanut butter sandwiches last night. Was there jelly on there? Is it grape? Is it strawberry? We have no idea. We don't know where his energy levels were at.
Well, yeah. He got pulled because he had a blister.
Yes, he did. He got pulled because he got a blister.
He also ran 3 bases, Pat.
Yeah, but I mean,
he ran 3 bases.
He got injured. Let's give the guy a break. He got a blister.
Injured.
Yeah, so he went
okay,
to his hand.
Talk.
Those guys were on it right away, like Kruk and T-Mac. They said that he looked weird at one point, and then he like bit his, I don't know, Kruk was on it. Not that I wasn't paying attention, but
Did he bite the blister off?
He like bit his finger, and then they said he spit some skin out or something like that. So you knew it was.
That would make me respect him a little more if he bit his blister off.
Yeah, so he did all that. I don't know. And it was after the inning that, yes, he got a hit. He ran to second, got to third. They walked Harper, like I said. So he's on the base pass for the whole inning. He led off the inning with a hit.
It was probably exhausting for him.
And then he comes Blister back in and gets up 4 runs, 4 earned runs. Had 2 outs, gave up a hit, and then gave up consecutive triples, and things started to fall from there. But
it's
once again, he was very good through the first 2 innings.
It's something.
Which leads you to believe that maybe, just maybe, this guy is primed to be a bullpen guy. And why are they, what are they trying to do with him? Now look, Zach Eflin with this knee, and now it seems to be worse than they thought because he took a bullpen on Sunday thinking he was going to be able to get back in the rotation, and he can't. So you need pitchers out there. You need to throw a Vinny Velasquez out there, a Matt Moore out there, a Spencer Howard out there. Those are 3 of your 4 or 5 starters right
now.
Then
you're likely not going to be a playoff team unless you go and get another pitcher. Because it's not like you can float one of those. You can't float 3.
But, I mean, when are they going to do this? Vinny Velasquez in his last 10 outings has a 7.74 ERA.
Yeah, you can't pitch him.
But you have to pitch him. Like to Pat's point yesterday, what else do you have?
Mark Appel, come on down.
I agree, but you're still going to have to throw out. All right, you throw him in for who?
You got to trade for somebody.
I'm not throwing him in for Vinny Velasquez right now because I got to throw him in for Spencer Howard because he's not good for more than 3 innings, and now he's got a blister.
That's why Joe Girardi gets paid the big bucks.
I understand.
They got to get somebody.
They got to go get somebody. They should have gotten somebody 3 weeks ago.
They should have gotten Rich Hill. I mean, the Mets gave up literally nothing for him. Nothing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why you're not in on a trade like that.
We're sounding negative, but a good win by the Phillies. They pick up a half game because the Mets split last night. So the Phillies now sit at 3.5 out. They have 61 games to go.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
You know, you just got to try to ride it and see what happens, I guess.
3/5 of your rotation is sketchy.
Okay, yeah. Don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah, Pat's telling you what to do here, James.
It's, yeah, well, there's a bigger picture. I mean, if you want to live on the micro level of enjoy the win, sure. 3/5 of your pitching rotation is trash, and 4/5 of it is you just can't count on.
Yeah, no.
I mean Aaron Nola exactly gave you a gem on Sunday, but you can't. You have no idea what you're getting from him start to start.
Yeah, what?
It's amazing they are where they are.
Can we get it Sunshine is. Mary back, please?
Yeah, I mean that was a great, great win last night. You're right,
but we're staring down the deadline, barrel here, and moves need to be made, and probably more than one.
A move should have been made a while ago. That's the frustrating thing. Look, you went into this season with still Vinny Velasquez. Oh, maybe he can do it again. Zach Eflin, we were right on, basically saying, no, he turned it around. He looks better. They're no longer telling him to throw high pitches and let him get down in the zone like he likes to do. Fine. But your back end of 4 and 5 were still Vinny Velasquez and somebody.
I mean, I said this last week, and, you know, not to talk about John behind his back, but he said, well, you need the other teams to be a willing trade partner. And I was like, yeah, you do, but go find them. And guess what? Jock Peterson went to the Braves. Not that I wanted Jock Peterson, but he's on a tear.
You made a move.
Rich Hill went from the Rays to the Mets. Two teams in your division have already made moves, and we're sitting here standing, 3.5 games out with 4/5 of your rotation is total question marks.
Now, there's two sides of this whole thing, and I forget. It may have been Marcus Hayes from the Inquirer that put this out, and it just made me think because of generalization, not specifically Marcus. But Marcus said, Andrew McCutchen will never have higher value than he has right now. Sell.
What are you bringing in for him?
I don't know.
He's your best bet right now.
I mean, is that where you should be, that you're looking to go young? Should you go the opposite direction of what we've been talking about?
No.
I don't disagree with you. I'd rather go in and
see it. It's the second longest drought in baseball, the playoff drought in baseball. Second longest.
I'm having trouble.
It's been a decade.
Figuring this out. He wants to trade McCutchen now?
It was a tweet that said he never will have more value. So I took it as
he's on a hell of a streak, that Marcus Hayes.
Sell to get prospects, I guess is what he was saying. So build for the future. Look, I'm not going to divide. That's, I think, assuming you should go in now because you're only 3.5 games out.
Well, one, you're assuming that they're going to have an eye for talent in the trade and get something back that's worth the crap.
Well, you can't assume also that you don't have an eye for talent.
Oh, yes,
that's
I can.
I'm a Phillies fan. You can, but
yes,
they can't.
They have a track record of not getting good enough value in return.
Yeah, but you're not going to look at yourself and say, no, we can't make a trade because we don't know what we're doing as far as prospects go.
Well, no, but you're 3.5 games out. Why would you do that?
You're one game over 500.
That honestly might be the dumbest suggestion I think I've heard in terms of the Phillies.
Look, I'm not specifying. The 3.5
games
feel
out,
like,
let's trade Andrew McCutchen. That's a new low for him.
I'm not making it particular to Marcus Hayes.
He had a trash point this weekend. So
I'm just talking about the selling thought of people.
I mean, after all, they choose Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons over Giannis and Jrue Holiday.
All right, you're going the direction that I'm specifically saying let's not go in. So not do it, please.
I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to say is, should there be more of an eye towards sell than buy?
No.
Like last night would make you say no, because a great win last night. You close it to 3.5. The Mets have a game in hand. No, probably not.
No, I can't.
But it makes me think.
I can't get behind that at all.
Well, all right, so what are the Phillies doing? Because if they were real buyers, they should have bought already.
Well,
should have done something already, like you just said.
I agree, but they're the Phillies. I mean,
so the excuses we're making for them are, well, they shouldn't trade for young prospects because they can't. They don't have an eye for talent.
Yep.
And they haven't done anything so far because, they're the Phillies.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Wow.
I mean, does anybody disagree?
I agree that they're the Phillies. I can't be in an organization and stop myself from doing something because I think I'm terrible at it when it's the essence of, it's one of the three ways you build a team.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
I mean, that's crazy.
I'm not selling. It's been 10 years. John Middleton has to be pissed. It's $185 million payroll, and he's getting one game above 500. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
If you sell, you're just kind of good enough to hang on and be out of it. Like, if you sell,
if
Andrew
you
McCutcheon,
buy and you don't, I'm playing devil's advocate. If you buy and you don't get anything this year, then your future is as muckety as it is as it's been for the last 10.
I just don't see any upside to it. Go for it. You're 3.5 games out. It's about to be August. You're playing okay baseball. It can be a lot better if you got a pitcher and a bullpen arm.
And again, devil's advocate, you're a farm system guy. So if you can sell McCutcheon to a team that's on the cusp, I don't know, just pulling teams out of a hat, although San Diego, L.A., and San Fran probably will all make the playoffs. But if it's somebody else vying for a spot and they want McCutcheon and they can offer you young prospects...
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, Pat, where are you headed on this?
I mean, they have to be buyers. You have to go address something. 3.5 games out, the team in first place is banged up.
Yeah,
you have to.
Why haven't they done anything yet?
I don't know. Look, we're sitting here. Sky is falling 4 days before the trade line. The Mets went and got Rich Hill, but other than that,
oh no, like, I agree. They're
we're sitting
attainable.
Here like screaming, acting like. All these teams have made these moves. They haven't.
Two teams in your division, the Braves and the Mets, have made moves already.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, I don't think they're needle moving moves.
Well, Rich Hill would have the second best.
Look,
ERA
my point
on
is
Philly staff.
If, oh, great. If it's Friday,
really great. That's
if it's Monday because the deadline's Friday. If it's Monday and they haven't made any moves, let's complain.
All right, the idea
that we're sitting here screaming, make a move.
I don't think we're screaming.
Four-fifths of the rotation is dog crap.
See, now he's screaming.
Because you get under my skin. You've been saying these extremisms.
I got him.
All right,
don't be Johnny Kincaid now getting hung up on words, all right? You know what I meant when I said we're screaming.
No,
we just spent 5 minutes bitching about the fact that they haven't made a trade when the trade deadline is when.
You just denied. You basically scoff over that the Mets and Braves have already made moves. You're like, well, yeah.
John Peterson. What a trade.
Am I talking to a wall?
I guess so.
But they made a move. Like, even
like,
if the
great,
Phillies...
But
they
my
made
point
a
is,
move!
My point is, like, other than those two minor moves, which they're minor moves, has there been a move out there that you're like, oh my God, I wish the Phillies
it's
were in?
It's not a minor move. The Braves had an injury to a clutch position, and they went out and addressed it within, like, 4 days. The Phillies had an injury to their second-best pitcher.
We got to agree to disagree, man.
And like, sat here and watched...
I'm not going to bitch and moan about the fact they didn't go get Rich Hill and Jock Peterson.
All
I'm
right,
not going to
Bob,
rue
you,
the
and,
day.
You and Pat have a good time today.
So,
what is your deal today? You're like in a mood. Are you like emotionally fragile?
What
happened to you today?
Should we do full discovery here?
No, like, I'm genuinely curious. Like, you're like,
why are you denying that they made moves? Nobody's saying it's like an MVP caliber move. It's a move.
You're not going to make MVP or needle moving moves, really. I don't think the Phillies are in any position. I mean, tell me if you think I'm wrong. Are they in a position to make
deny a Rich Hill? No,
a needle moving move. I don't
think
they are.
You have Vinny Velasquez, Matt Moore, and Spencer Howard, who gets winded running two bases and gets blisters.
You're getting way too animated over Rich Hill and Jock Peterson.
You are pissing me off at 6:13 in the morning.
Good. You know what? Good. So, I'm glad I'm pissing you off. How about that?
So you
I'm
know,
glad.
You know what could settle all this would be a 40-yard dash race so you guys could, like, have it out. But it turns out that's not happening because someone incurred.
And why?
Someone incurred an injury yesterday.
Like a bitch.
Uh-huh.
Like a bitch.
I'm just asking.
Like a bitch.
As you guys were talking.
I'm going to kill him today.
Oh, stop. As we were talking about yesterday, Pat and Jamie decided to have it out on a 40-yard dash, which was going to take place today after work. And I think, Pat, did you put the poll up of who would win the race?
Oh, put the poll up. I walked around the office getting everybody's opinion on it.
Yeah, he was peacocking around a little bit. But he put the poll up, and I believe, was it close to 60% were in favor of you winning this race?
It was anywhere from like 56. I mean, it depends on Twitter or Instagram, but it was like 56 to 63.
Okay, so Pat, the younger man, the shorter stature man, I don't want to say you challenged Jamie. I think I kind of put it out there.
We were talking about outrunning a bear and who would actually survive.
Because so then we decided for
all you have to do is not be the slowest when running from a bear.
So I was just about to put together the tail of the tape yesterday. I was going to involve with Heavy Chevy Mike, and we were putting together a tail of the tape, and then I get a text from Jamie, and he says, "Bad news. The race has to be postponed. I think I legit broke my toe."
Like a bitch.
So I'm like, oh no, what happened? Acting concerned while I'm laughing and kind of have tears welling up my eyes.
Well, I told Addy, I was like, I don't think I can race tomorrow.
You know who he didn't tell? He didn't tell me.
Well, we saved that for you to come in today.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But go ahead, please. How did this happen?
So I said, you know, I'd be, oh no, what happened? I kind of rolled my eyes and laughed. And Jamie says, I was walking. Now, he's walking down to his cousin's house, who lives about 9 houses away. And he's, what do you have, the stroller?
I had the wagon.
The wagon. So the wagon's behind him. And Jamie has his phone in his hand.
With like an idiot.
And he says he gets a Woj bomb, an alert, about a trade in the NBA. Not a major trade, but whatever. Yeah. A trade that garnered Jamie's attention. Jamie looks at said phone, takes his eyes off of where he's going.
It wasn't like an immediate thing. I was scrolling and reading like an idiot.
Well, so next thing he knows, there's an uneven pavement. He's not looking. Big toe meets pavement in a pretty physical manner. Jamie lets out a cry of, oh my God, I'm hurt.
I was distracted. Yeah, it was my own fault. So I'm just asking for a postponement. I'm not canceling the race.
He stubbed his toe because of a Valanciunas tweet.
Yeah, basically it was Woj's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Coach, your thoughts?
Why would I make this up? What do you think? I'm afraid?
No, well, that's what Jamie's first thing he was. He came in today. He goes, Pat, I'm not afraid of you. Coach, any ruling on this? Or are you just going to give us pregnant pauses? Or it's not good radio.
No,
Well, you guys think I would make this up? To what? Train for a week?
No,
I'm not going to train.
Nobody's.
Why would I fake this?
You can't deny us the pleasure of making fun of you.
Well, that's fine, but these two,
I just want his opinion. He hasn't given
doubting it like happened.
It's just very convenient.
Yeah, it's a little.
It's extremely convenient.
It's a little odd. It's very convenient. And I think it's up and it's.
I said to my wife last night, I said, there's no way I don't look like a bitch in this. And she said, yeah, basically.
I
understand the optics of it.
The fact, too, that you came in and within 5 minutes were ripping Spencer Howard for an injury is, I mean,
yes, I'm comparing myself walking to a pool to a Major League Baseball player.
You got injured because of a Valanciunas tweet.
Oh, my God.
I can't get over
that. You know what is convenient, Coach? Amtrak. Enjoy the superior comfort of Acela for less with saver fares, one-way trips from Philadelphia as low as $43. Book early and save it at Amtrak.com. I'm not looking at Jamie's injury as convenient. I think he was looking forward to today. I don't think he was backing out.
I mean, I'm going to win. Why would I be afraid?
That's one way to put it. Sure.
Yeah. It's,
you can't really pump your chest out when you, according to you, broke your toe because of a Woj. I wouldn't even say it was a Woj firework.
It was shrapnel.
You got so distracted by a Woj firework that you broke your toe.
And Egan comes in today and he, correctly says, I even wore an aerodynamic shirt. It has holes in it and everything.
So God, that he
could get through.
This thing's so wrinkled.
This is normal wear.
No, I chose the most wrinkled shirt I could because it'll cut through the wind.
Now you iron your t-shirts.
I do.
Yeah.
This one's not ironed. I was ready for battle.
Okay, so you were showing like something. I was like putting, I don't know, black under your eye. To you is wearing a wrinkled t-shirt when you go into battle?
That's it. Like, no one wants to tangle with a guy in a wrinkled t-shirt. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe he knew that. I don't know. But the fact that I'm finding out at 5:15 in the morning and you're finding out at 5:15 at night, that doesn't sit well with me.
Well, I think
a little added motivation.
I think there was an embarrassment factor there.
Well, he texts you.
Well, he didn't want to go direct.
Judge. Didn't text Judge? Or, I'm sorry, didn't text Coach? Didn't text me? Connor didn't find out.
I was hoping it was going to feel fine this morning.
Yeah, I think maybe he just put it out there and said, now, did you bring sneakers or anything? Because you're wearing flip-flops. Okay, so there's no chance that we go to. What size should I mean, I can lend you my sneakers if you want to give
13.
It a go. All right, these are only 12, so no, I guess you're not going to do
let's
that.
Just give it a go.
But he doesn't have any.
I don't have
he's
any
got
sneakers.
Nothing. He's got no sneakers.
We'll find
no
them
socks.
For you. We'll find them for you.
I'm not. I have a golf outing on Saturday. I'm not.
Oh, of course. I mean, there it is.
I'm not messing it up worse.
See, because I was wondering when I heard you were injured, did you trip over the eighth hole or the ninth hole?
No. Just walking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just walking to the pool.
And now you got to understand, when we actually do race, it'll be because the toe isn't 100% healed.
No, I don't think it's going to be an excuse.
I wish we weren't going through this and we were just racing today.
Yeah.
Jamie, I wish that too, bud.
I think I'm going to have to side with Jamie on this one.
Of course you were. Yeah. Of course.
I mean, I don't know why somebody would fake this.
That's
exactly.
I don't either.
Exactly.
It happens.
Can't figure it out. Let's get Kay in South Jersey real quick. Kay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, you guys got a lot of energy. Don't be fighting in the studio, man.
Oh, it's great. I got to play referee here, Kay.
Hey, listen, PSA to the Philly fans, let's get ready for football. We had a chance to turn the team around, build it for the next few years. I mean, we literally could have just dropped the wallet, rebuilt the whole team. We could have got...
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost
him. Okay, I didn't do it. It wasn't my fat finger.
Yeah,
that did it, that's
for
sure.
You just got zapped.
Yeah.
See, get ready for football.
Yeah, and it's here. I mean, they're gathered
that's what
today.
Phillies fans are thinking. That's the mindset right now.
Well, that was exciting last night, but in reality, football's
number one.
There's
a lot of problems that face this team. That's the reality.
No question. There is. And my biggest beef is that they haven't already addressed it because we've been calling for it for 2 years. Now, Pat's right. They're only 3.5 games out. They have a legit shot. There should have been problems that were addressed long before 61 games to go in a season.
Pat doesn't agree with that opinion, so...
You two, forget the
race. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say. I stubbed my toe.
Oh my God.
Woj just tweeted something out. What'd you say?
Ha 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 ha.
No, Bob, they don't need to address anything. The deadline is Friday.
All right, a lot going on here today. 97.5 The Fanatic, the John Kincaid Show. John is in Las Vegas and will be for the remainder of the week. So it's going to be Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan, and Coach Eric Camille to carry you through. A lot to talk about. We did Phillies already. We want to get into Eagles. They are convening today. I guess they'll get weighed. They'll get measured. All of the fun stuff that they'll do to get ready to get onto the field tomorrow to start training camp. We'll get into that coming up. 610-632-0975. Everything's on the board today, and we'll get into it all. Time at the Fanatic, 622.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
8 a.m. hour brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. Pat, you're not doing much swaying today. Not a lot of bopping coming from you today.
All my energy was spent in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah?
When the air was just taken out of the sales, finding out that I wasn't able to race today.
You're a competitive dude, and when your competition is taken from you, I can literally see the wind go out of your sails.
Yeah, God cursed me because he gave me a really competitive attitude. I hate losing, but he gave me no ability to do anything about it.
I don't think that's true.
That is very true. I was all ready. I was jacked up. I woke up today. And
you woke up?
I woke up and...
Put on the wrinkled shirt.
Put on the wrinkled shirt.
Because it's aerodynamically sound.
Oh, my God. You can see it. The creases are perfect for just cutting through the wind.
And yeah.
To find out that my opponent not only can't go, which is unfortunate, and thoughts and prayers to him and his family, but he can't go, to find out that he didn't even have him or his team, his management, reach out and let me know. I wouldn't have worn these shoes. I'm damaging the tread on these shoes right now. The traction... gone.
Yeah. I think he's playing with your mind a little bit.
I think he's trying to get in the kitchen,
maybe
cook a meal.
Now,
maybe,
a lot of times, like we said in UFC, when fights are canned, they'll bring in a sub. They'll bring
sometimes
in somebody else to
yeah.
step in. Now, we did have somebody offer to do that.
Of course we did.
Connor can be my my volunteer.
No, that wasn't the original bet.
Yeah. Right, well, then you got to wait a week.
Yeah, so Connor did step up and say, now, let's not forget, this is Connor Thomas, who, let's see, said he could beat T.J. McConnell in one-on-one.
Yep.
Said he could bust through a hole and tackle Brian Westbrook.
Uh-huh.
Said
he could strike out Shohei Ohtani.
Said he could strike out Shohei Ohtani. Said he could feel better than Alec Bohm when we were throwing a Nerf ball around here.
Yeah.
And now he wants to take over for Jamie in your 40-yard dash.
Said he wouldn't beat Usain Bolt in a race, but would finish second.
Said he'd compete.
Said he'd be there. Yeah, he would be about a half a second behind.
I still want to see B-West truck him.
Oh, Connor's coming around. No, we can't sub Connor. Connor's like 20 years old. So we can't sub him in for Jamie Lynch. That wouldn't be fair.
To his credit, Connor is very athletic. I mean, he's a college athlete.
No, Pat.
Played
none
baseball.
None of us is athletic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, according to people on Twitter, none of us are athletes.
I thought that was really, how should I put this? I thought that was very admirable of you yesterday, sticking up for all of us on Twitter.
Well, yeah, to take people behind the curtain. Somebody responded to the poll that we put up on, and notice how when John goes away, we start putting on polls. But we put a poll up on at 975JKShow. And it was who would win in a 40-yard dash, me or Jamie. And somebody responded that I would win because I'm somewhat athletic and Jamie is ... LOL. So I had to remind the person, well, Jamie was actually a college athlete and he wasn't a fencer. He, like, played a legit sport. I, on the other hand, the only sport I played in college was Madden.
Pocketball.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did turn the Browns into a dynasty, but... Yeah, I mean, to act like Jamie's not athletic is absurd.
Pat defended our honor. He threw it out there, and he said, I hate when people say that we're not athletic. Now, as you said, Connor played college baseball. You were phenomenal at Madden. You're still out there playing hockey three nights a week, which is...
Not well. I'm a locker room guy, but I'm out there.
You keep saying that, but you did it.
I play FIFA. You know, these thumbs are in prime condition.
Nah, Jamie, I've played sports with. Jamie's a hell of an athlete.
Jamie played 36 holes before the show started today.
Yeah.
I wish.
With a stubbed toe.
Yeah, Jamie played college sports. You played college sports. Connor played college sports. Coach watched college sports. I mean, you know... We're specimens, folks. We're athletic freaks.
I wouldn't.
Now, there's only one of us here that actually thinks that they could beat pro athletes, and that's delusional Connor, but...
I really want to see B-West truck him. I can't be alone in this, right?
How old is B-West now? He's got to be
a little older than me, so I want to say 41, 42?
2002, so he's probably 22 at the time.
Okay.
So that was about 20 years ago, so he's probably 42, 43.
Yeah. Okay.
So he is 41.
The best part about the B-West story is...
He will be 42 at FanFest. His birthday is September 2nd.
His birthday's the same as my wife's.
Ah, how Donna and B-West. Look at
that. You know what? And Donna and B-West are like this.
Are they?
He's so... Yeah, every time we see each other out, he's very, very...
He's the
nicer,
man.
But go ahead. I'm sorry,
Well,
Pat.
The best part about the B-West story is when Connor originally got hired here and he was training in the back, he told me that he thinks he could truck B-West, could tackle him if they met in the hole. And B-West, and the reason he said this is because B-West actually came in studio that day, so he was milling around, and I cracked up, and I basically bullied Connor into telling B-West to his face, go ahead, no, say what you said, go ahead. So Connor sheepishly is like, well, you know, I think, you know, because, yeah, I'm a bigger, that maybe if we met in the hole, and B-West just cut him off and said, you know that ends poorly for you, right? And Connor walked it back and said, yeah, no, okay, okay.
It's funny to me. Now, I'm not, and believe me, I love that Connor has that kind of confidence in himself. I think that's cool, and I think I told you guys, I don't know if I told you guys this story. So, I'm like 20 years old. I'm playing college basketball, and I went to a Sixers game with my dad, and Scotty Brooks was on the Sixers, and he's doing stuff on the floor.
He broke Ben Simmons.
Yes. And he's doing things. He was a backup on the Sixers, and it gets to be halftime. And my dad and I didn't have that, you know, like back and forth fun relationship. It was more like I'm the father, you're the son type of thing. Anyway, I said to him at halftime, I said, you know, I think I'm almost as good as Scotty Brooks. And he turned to me, my dad, in the limited words that he said, and he said, shut the bleep up. And that's all he said. And that was that. And I put my head back down. And I was like, wow, I guess I'm really, really wrong. And I was. Of course, I was really wrong.
Yeah, Scotty Brooks would dominate.
There was a video this weekend of Alex Caruso just working some dude in a YMCA who was like Connor.
Yeah. Well, that was my point. People don't realize how gifted these professional athletes are.
Brian Scalabrine does it all the time, where he gets challenged on either social media or in a gym. It'll be some high school kid that's like on the AAU circuit and be like, yeah, I can take you, old man. And Brian Scalabrine will beat these like kids or challengers like 10, 12, nothing.
Connor, and we never even said this one, but and I just popped into my head. Connor said that he could beat the best player on the Temple women's team.
No.
Somehow this came up. And I said,
we can arrange this.
I said,
one.
Bud, you wouldn't be able to beat the walk-on the Temple women's team. I mean, take the walk-on, take any of the walk-ons on Temple's women's basketball team, they would cook you. And I'm taller and no.
We can arrange this.
And now he didn't realize how tall the tallest member of the team was. I think he all thought that they were like my height, but they would dominate you. I mean, but that's the thing. People don't realize how good these women are, these men are. I mean, think of the worst player. They are the 1% in the world.
I used to, when I was coaching basketball, tell my kids, and I coached freshman kids, I would say, watch women's Connecticut. Watch the good women's basketball games that are on TV. Because at that time, that's all you had was the top teams on all the time. I said, watch them because they are so fundamentally sound. And in all honesty, it's a game that you could better relate to. Because you're not dunking. You're not doing the things that college men basketball guys are doing yet. You should more relate to how good these women are, Division I basketball players, and maybe just pattern your game after that at this young age because they're so fundamentally sound. And
some of these,
they're just really good basketball players.
And some of the girls on Temple's team are 6'3".
Yeah, Connor, I remember looking at the roster. Connor didn't realize that.
Yeah, 6'1", 6'3", 6'3", 6'. Good luck, Connor.
I would love to see Connor get cooked like 10-0 by one of them.
Wow.
And then watch him get turned down for a date.
Did you see this?
Because you know Connor would shoot a shot as well.
Of course he would.
They're college kids. Yeah, I guess he would.
Connor's like 25.
You're right. Did you see there's a Mayor Sheehan on St. Joe's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she got interviewed.
From Cardinal O'Hara.
Oh, yeah, so she's a Delco girl.
That's hilarious.
It is. I can only imagine. I was thinking when that show came out, and all that, what her and her parents must have been like, oh my God.
So my mom she just recently binged it and she read up on the whole show. Apparently Mayor's house is in Wallingford and it's gotten so popular that the owners had to come out and be like, can you please like leave us alone?
The Mayor house in the show?
In the show is
really?
In Wallingford. Yeah, and a lot of people are taking to visit it.
Oh, the Breaking Bad household laughs at that because the Breaking Bad household had a problem of people throwing pizza on their roof. So they had to put up a fence to keep people from being able to chuck a pizza on their roof.
Wow.
And I just ran into my buddy's wife over the weekend who saw them film the Valley Green, like the murder scenes and all that.
Right, right.
That was all shot in Valley Green. And my friend's wife was running right behind Roxborough, like right in Andorra. And my friend's wife was running one day, and she got excused to go through the set and like ran by Kate Winslet. And Kate Winslet was like waving to the girls and stuff. So, yeah, all that was shot in Green.
I remember when Henry Ave was closed off for that because it was really inconvenient.
I was
trying to get to Salad Works, and I was not happy about it.
That may be... Well, I guess we weren't still in pandemic when Mayor of Easttown came out.
No, we weren't because my son was supposed to be on it, and it got delayed because of the pandemic. And then they said, "Well, you know, he's too old at this point." I tried to tell them, "Well, that's acting, you know, just because he's
just because he's two
at this point doesn't mean he can't act 11 months old." But yeah, so it was like they started doing it a little bit. They probably filmed for 2 weeks, and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And then they had to back it up.
Poor Jack. Now he lost out on his acting career. For the moment. I won't give up on him.
Yeah.
I won't give up on him entirely. I mean, I've seen the video of him.
Yeah. He constantly looks at me and says, I'm not going to be another Macaulay Culkin.
Do you have your acting card?
No, my SAG card? No.
Did you used to?
No.
Didn't you used to, like, mess around with being in
No, I was an extra twice, and it was only
because... And you don't need a SAG card for that?
No, you have to have, like, a legit role, and I...
Oh, okay.
Being an extra sucks. Like, it was a bucket list item, and it was for Creed 1 and 2. And it was only because I'm a huge fan of the Rocky franchise, but it sucks. It's, people don't realize it. It's 12 hours, 13 hours, and you can't have a cell phone, and you're there at 7 in the morning. It just, it's not fun.
And
it's a miserable,
stupid question. Do you get paid?
You do get paid, but the pay is terrible.
It's like jury duty.
Yeah, it's,
oh really?
And I felt bad. The second Creed one, they bust in some quote volunteers that didn't realize that we were all being paid, and they were not happy when they found that out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either.
No, they were, because they, and once again, people show up and they think, oh, this is cool, it's a bucket list item, and then you keep getting shushed by people, the production team, and it's not fun.
Did you ever get in on a behind the scenes movie, anything like that? Like, were you ever on screen?
You can see me for a second in Creed.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, in the crowd. Yeah.
Really?
For like a split second, yeah.
Huh.
I'll show you the video.
I might check it out.
Yeah.
I might not.
Now,
so I might.
Now, so I just got an offer from somebody connected to the Villanova women's basketball program.
Done.
And says Connor wouldn't get a basket on a girl, Maddie, who plays on Nova women's team. We can set this up.
I agree.
Let's do it.
He will get cooked.
I don't think Connor would get a basket. Pick any local college. Drexel, Westchester, Philly U, or Jack is called Jefferson now. I don't think he'd get a basket on any of them.
We have to start. Like, Connor can't keep saying ridiculous things and getting away with it. So we'll start with the women's basketball challenge. Then maybe, you know, we can get B. West and Pads one day.
I want to see B. West beat Connor in basketball.
Maybe T.J. McConnell's in town and we can have him absolutely dominate Connor one day.
So wait, what was the girl's name of Villanova that you said?
Maddie?
All right, let me see.
M-A-D-D-I-E.
I just called up their roster here.
He's going to get
Maddie. Good. Maddie Segrest.
Yes.
She's 6'1" junior from Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie, New York?
Poughkeepsie.
That's where Marist College is.
I can't say it. I've never been able to say
it. Home of Rick Smits, the Flying Dutchman. I almost went there.
Wow, Rick Smits.
He went to Marist.
Indiana Pacers.
In Poughkeepsie.
She went to Our Lady of Lourdes High School. So
CIA,
you know,
is up there. The Culinary Institute of America.
I still want to take culinary classes.
You should.
Well, just ask Coach.
Yeah, that's right. Coach,
it's a forgotten thing.
Them?
Yeah. No, well, I'm sure he'll hook you up with a couple lessons.
No, I thought he taught though.
I don't think he teaches them, but Coach is a weird dude.
Yeah, he's got his hands in a lot of things. I was going to say has his toe in a lot
Bella
of things.
Bella Runyon is on the team. She's got to be John's daughter, right?
It is John's daughter from Morristown. Yeah, she went to Morristown Friends.
And I forgot, I'm friends with one of the assistant coaches on the women's team, Laura Kurz. So,
Denise Dillon is the head coach. She used to be over at Drexel.
Yeah,
did a great job there.
Definitely arrange this.
Yeah.
Connor's out there right now smashing his toe against the curb.
Wow, Connor's getting called to the court.
Oh, I can't wait for this. This is going to be great.
I've told him before, like, his self-awareness is just, it's non-existent. Like, his self-evaluation of his own talent. There's no doubt in my mind that Connor, because this is what drove me nuts the other day. We talked about this a little bit, but there was a guy outside playing hoops. We could see him. We wanted Connor to go out there, and we basically wanted Connor to drive up and be like, dude, you can't even dunk, and just start messing with the guy, and then challenge him to a pickup game, and Connor wouldn't do it. But Connor said, well, I want to play you.
Yeah, that
meaning
was
5'3" me.
His saying he wanted to play you was weird, but I wouldn't have accepted that challenge if I was Connor either.
I probably wouldn't either.
I wouldn't go up to a dude, a stranger, and just be like, yo, let's go one-on-one.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
I wouldn't do it either, but I cracked up because this is a guy who thinks he can be TJ McConnell. You would think a random pickup game against a stranger, you'd think he'd be like, all right, I'll do that. And he was
so, Coach,
up.
Didn't you teach at culinary school before? Or did you go to... why did I think you taught some classes?
No, went to Culinary Arts Institute of Philadelphia.
Oh,
I went
okay.
There, yeah, yeah.
All right. Were you impressed by my Poughkeepsie, New York knowledge?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm impressed that Coach went to culinary school and now
eats hot dogs every day.
And now makes hot dogs. We caught him yesterday as we were leaving, heating up a hot dog
in the
microwave. Ah!
Coach.
Come on, Coach.
No stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was really good, though. It's the all beef. It's the all beef dog.
Yeah, sure.
I thought we really legitimately had a Coach No Stuff thing there.
No, I thought it was the big wiener drop, and I just messed up. So I would hit our perfect show just ended, but it ended in the 6 o'clock hour. So.
No, that's all right. It just brings us closer together. Sometimes you have to have those little battles in order to bring you closer together. So last night, speaking of bringing us closer together, Andrew McCutchen, that was just so much fun to watch.
He tweeted after the game, I'm still floating.
Yeah,
that was his ninth career walk-off.
He's third among active players in walk-off home runs.
One came off of Brad Lidge.
Yes.
And another came off of Archie Bradley.
The Brad Lidge one wasn't cool, though.
It was his first career walk-off.
Hmm.
The Brad Lidge one.
Yeah. So third, his ninth altogether, third among active players in Major League Baseball. And that was really good stuff last night. But you come away with a good feeling. Okay, 3.5 out, whatever it may be. But we have to get to the reality of everything, and that is, what are the Phillies going to do now? And after the game was over and the euphoria, and I'm sitting there kind of thinking about it all, the negative thought came to my head, and I hate that it does because I'm not really a negative guy, but it did. And it's like, why do we expect the Phillies really to do anything when, and I saw this tweet by someone, Vinny Velasquez in his last 10 starts has a 7.74 ERA. And guess what?
Oof.
He's starting on Thursday night again. Now it's out of necessity because you have an Eflin injury. It looks like he's got a blister on his finger. Something's going to happen there. You have to throw Vinny out there because you really have nobody else.
Yeah, but why are we having the same conversation
exactly
for four straight freaking years?
So why do we expect him to do something now?
Because you have to.
You had to 2 years ago.
I mean, he wasn't in the starting rotation to start this year. Once again, we're midway through a freaking baseball season, and we're looking to Vinny Velasquez to be something different than what he's shown you he is? Why are we doing this? Throw Mark Appel out there. Go trade for a guy like Rich Hill. Give up minimal, and you can do better than Vinny Velasquez. It's not difficult.
Are we at the point of anybody but, Pat?
Yes.
Anybody but, Jamie, like a Vinny Velasquez, Spencer Howard,
yes.
Anybody but Matt Moore? Or is Matt Moore is Matt Moore the guy you say, okay, I don't mind you throwing him out there?
I can deal with Matt Moore right now more than Vinny Velasquez.
I'm not there yet. Only because this season he has had some good starts. So you're playing with fire, you're rolling the dice. And
what was the stat you just gave again?
7.74 ERA in his last 10 starts.
Okay, that is alarming, and the host makes a good point, but he's had some good starts. I that's the only thing I can go to is it's not a good argument, but either way, it doesn't surprise me. Like, he's either boom or bust. He either gives you a good start or he's out of there in 2 1/3.
He has the ability to give you
something. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not anybody but yet, because if he does end up having a good start, it saves your bullpen. And I think them constantly looking for bullpen games, that's going to bite them in the long run. That's why we're talking about they need a starter. So I understand the anybody but argument. I'm not going to die on that.
Yeah.
But for me, at least, I'm not there yet.
Spencer Howard gets through three last night, and I'm thinking, and Kruk kind of alluded to it in a sarcastic way of, wow, maybe this isn't a bullpen game or something like that.
Yeah.
He said something that caught me. And I thought to myself also, oh my God, this guy just breezed through three. Perhaps you do get 4 or 5, maybe even 6 innings out of him. Because he was at a low pitch count. And then he did the stupidest thing and went up there and got a base hit.
he had to run the bases.
And then he was on the base pass for a good, 8, maybe 10 minutes.
He ran, 270 feet or something.
Yeah, and it didn't work for him. And then the finger went, and he bit the finger, and he bit the blister off, and he spit out some skin, and it just didn't go well after that.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it to go well. It's now almost August, and the guy's still not stretched out. Even if he didn't have a blister, I didn't expect him to go any further. I mean, what are they doing with this kid?
I don't know.
Because he's needed. His role is needed. It's now August, and he's not stretched out or capable enough to go 5 innings.
Okay.
How is that possible?
So if he can get 3 to 6 hitters out, doesn't that reek of something to you once again? He can get out 3 to 6 hitters.
So
he's been great at it all year.
So you're doing bullpen games
every
5 days.
So I throw him in the bullpen.
I mean,
as you said, anybody but find another starter.
You have to out of necessity, but you also could, make trades.
I still can't get over the fact they sent him down to, quote, solely work on being a starter and then had him pitch 51 pitches.
Yeah.
That goes back to the babying that we were talking about earlier. What the hell are you doing?
One of you said yesterday, and it's exactly right, organizational malpractice.
Yep. No, that was, yeah.
All right, we'll go with Pat.
Got
all right, John Kincaid Show here at 97.5 The Fanatic. John is on vacation. When we get back, couple of names that we're going to throw out there that cause a lot of controversy. One local, one on the national scene, but it has local implications. Time at the Fanatic 822.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.